Good evening. It's a Saturday night, and I'm back with another mix. I'm one half of the duo of Hear Me Now, Brother. My name is Seth. Rather frustrated by technology at this time, so I'm going to be maybe curt, maybe angry, I don't know. A little bit more of an attitude problem tonight. But I'm sharing music, and I like doing that, so I'm going to do it now. Started off things with Coax, off of Ellen Alien's remix collection from 2004. This was a remix by Apparat, her partner in crime from last year's favorite, Orchestra of Bubbles. I really, really think he seems to understand her more atmospheric qualities, and he plays it up in his brand of electronic music. This is something you would play when you're on the 10, say, in L.A., going east or west on a Saturday night, avoiding drunks, which I will be doing shortly. I'm going to go into the first block of the evening for you. If you are listening to this in the evening, it's very appropriate. But if you're not, don't listen to it. Just skip, 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 turn it off. This is a song from a group from Toronto called Crystal Castles, a very early favorite in 2007 for me, a duo that plays this kind of catchy 8-bit Nintendo Entertainment System soundtrack music. It's very catchy, and they add a bit of muscle there with the bass and some of the more modern electronic arrangements, but really nice stuff. This is from a 7-inch called Alice Practice. I believe the lead singer is named Alice. I'm going to avoid any Android allusions here. There's nothing really more annoying than sci-fi comparisons. So this is Alice Practice from Crystal Castles.
Yeah. good. Can you do that? Then you know we're gonna share more of our goods with you. All the got rules, we're sitting on a pile of gold. All the got rules, and the boys, you know they want it. They want all the got rules, we're sitting on a pile of gold. All the got rules, and the boys, you know they want it. They want it, want it, want it, they want it. It's economic, they need the warmth that we export. Of course, some boys will try to force the prices down by pushing girls around. I've seen some do this. Learn to see through this, they get scared, so scared. Maybe we'll refuse to share with them. I'll chance a massive selfie exodus. But tell them, I know that you're brave enough, and you could learn to save enough to make some free trade with me. All the got rules, we're sitting on a pile of gold. All the got rules, and the boys, you know they want it. They want all the got rules, we're sitting on a pile of gold. All the got rules, and the boys, you know they want it. They want it, want it.
And that last track was something called Pile of Gold. A very strung-together affair, I think by design, from a band called The Blow off the 2006 record Paper Television. I am of two minds about this. Sometimes I find them obnoxious, and I think it's because of her voice. But on my good days, I think it's sort of endearing that her singing voice probably sounds exactly like her speaking voice. And either you think that's terrible or you think that's fun. I kind of like the lyrics in this one, too. It describes a large part of my relationship with the opposite sex. If you want me to be honest, on this Saturday night. Before that was Soul Wax, a real showstopper. Two Belgian brothers from the positively life-changing album Night Versions. That was a song called Miserable Girl. What a climax in that song. It's a remix record, which takes off from tracks comprised of 2005's Any Minute Now, which is more conventional rock album. That I really prefer the remix record, to be honest, and I'm glad they're playing it live in its entirety. It's much more enjoyable. And before that, after the Crystal Castle song, was Tegan and Sarah, a remix from Miami Horror, a name to watch, I think. He's really cool. I like both twins in this, I can't decide. I think Tegan's got the cooler haircut, right? But they both have ethnic voices, which made me think they were from Netherlands or something, but they're from Canada. I guess that's ethnic enough. Now I'm going to go into something of a demanding set. I'm going to ask a lot out of you. This is a more, I would guess, it's partly comprised of some more experimental noise stuff, some ambient towards the end, a little bit of, I guess it's just a little bit, it's the challenging point of our programming tonight, our KCRW programming, and I'm going to start it off with a band called A Place to Bury Strangers, a rather awkward name for a band, if I do say so. It's got a vocalist that's channeling Ian Curtis, too. Maybe a little too much, question mark. But despite my off-putting remarks to lead you into this group, I actually like this song. It's called To Fix the Gash in Your Head. Mm-hmm. It's pretty straightforward in its message and its music. Judge for yourself.
Yeah. totally wired. I'm totally wired. I'm totally wired.
Can you say?
Totally wired. Can't you see?
Totally wired.
Totally wired.
Totally wired.
ending on a very somber, dark note, is the legendary Coil with a song called Triple Sun from 2005's Final Bow, The Ape of Naples. John Balance, the spiritual figurehead of the group, tragically died in 2004. He fell off a ledge. And I'm not trying to make light of it. He left behind a varied musical legacy that is comprised of core industrial records from the classic era. Coil came out of the ashes of Psychic TV directly, but more so Throbbing Gristle. John Balance hooked up with Sleazy, Peter Christopherson, who did music videos as well. He did notable music videos for Nine Inch Nails, but mostly he funneled the funds into Coil. And they created an amazing array of work. And a lot of albums, a lot of them for import prices, and a lot of them are hard to find. Challenging music. They are definitely one of my favorite bands of all time. So rest in peace, John Balance. Even now, we miss you. Or I do, anyway. And I love that song off Ape of Naples. Anyway, before that was some classic post-punk from The Fall. A song called Totally Wired. Before that was Lightning Bolt with a scorcher called Assassins off of 2003's Wonderful Rainbow. I really think this is an absolutely electric avant-rock band. I love the bass in that song. It doesn't even sound like a bass guitar anymore. It sounds very sequenced. And when they get to that point where they stop and let a high-end guitar jab just kind of sting out there, I think it's pretty cathartic. For that was Marnie Stern with Grapefruit off of her 2007 release In Advance of the Broken Arm. Stern has a very particular staccato attack with her vocal delivery, at least on this record. I've been noticing it a little bit. And despite the frontal noise that comes surrounding these songs, I do find a very interesting songwriter in there. Very unconventional, yet I will argue accessible. It's just packaged with a full-on fist. The songwriting's there. Make no mistake. Now I'm gonna simmer down a little bit and get into some more maybe conventional rock. I'll start off with one of my favorite songs from the New Pornographers from their excellent 2005 release, Twin Cinema. This one's called The Jessica Numbers.
Let me through paper and this, just like your numbers tell me if we're clear. Write me a stone, just take your letter to the door. This thing is your mission, the whole wish and condition.
that was Bjork with her new band, Under Bien, or Under Bien, B-Y-E-N, I don't know, it's Danish. No, that wasn't Bjork, But besides that, she's singing in Danish, and it might sound like Bjork, but it's not. It's not even the Sugar Cubes, I wasn't even pulling that out on you, even though musically, maybe it's more Sugar Cubes than later day Bjork, like we're getting. But they're mining the same atmosphere, surely, as Sigur Rós say. But I think it's a bit pulled back, and I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. Besides, the Bjork problem, and it is a problem, because I know you probably thought I was playing Bjork. But I think the band merits attention. That was a song called Off Sam Stoff Some Stoff, off of 2006's Sam Stoff Sam Stoff. It's Danish. This album's making the rounds, and the songs are there. It's just the vocals that people aren't even annoyed. I mean, I think people like it. I mean, they're getting a lot of attention. They were at South by Southwest. They did pretty well. Anyway, before that song was my favorite band of 2007. Definitely. It's a band called Deer Hunter. They're from Atlanta. This is a track called Like New from their brand new EP, Fluorescent Gray. My favorite album thus far of the last year is definitely Cryptograms, and it features the same sort of menacing psychedelia displayed in this song. I think it's good stuff. The poppy number before Deer Hunter there was a song called Opportunity from the dangerously one-note You Say Party, We Say Die. Yes, that is the band name. I like this one a lot, but I wasn't so sure about the three or four other songs that I heard off of their new album, Lose All Time. I'm taking a wait and see with this band. They're probably fun live, but like I said, range, not sure. So now we'll quiet down. I'm not sure. Yeah, I think we'll quiet down. This one is from Menomina. I think it's Menomina. I want it to be Menomina. Or Minomena. I don't know. From a new album called Friend and Foe. Features artwork by one of my favorite comic artists, Craig Thompson, author of the emo handbook, Blankets, available right next to the Batman trades I buy at the local Borders. This one is called Wet and Rusting, and I love the piano part. And that was a song called Eyes Are at the Billions by Courtney Tidwell off her new release, Don't Let the Stars Keep Us Tangled Up. I'm not really sure about any of her titles, but I liked the ending of this song. She's got kind of a flowery sensibility with her names. It's off-putting for my sensibilities. Before that was one of my perennials, the British band Broadcast, with a killer, killer track called Hawk, off of 2003's Ha Ha Sound. I've been into them since college, and they've evolved quite a bit over time, but they still have this core futurism that is very clean in its sound, but nevertheless confident. They're just one of my favorite standbys. I go back to them constantly. And I loved that song, so whatever. And now we're going to finish off my mix for today or tonight with the first one that I'm going to send out a little dedication into the airwaves on this dark Los Angeles night. This one's for J-Man Hagen. Jason, I'm talking to you right now. This is from a San Francisco group called Mini Pop, not to be mistaken with the extremely obscure Dutch electronic outfit from the early 80s called Mini Pops, plural. No, this was a group I discovered from the South by Southwest music feed, and while you might find the sentiment in this song appallingly direct and saccharine, I couldn't help but feel kind of happy with it anyway. Well, the song is called Like I Do, and it's got a nice mix of 90s girl fronted alterna rock, you know, like Belly maybe or something. I guess I just think of Belly or a lot. With a little bit of shoegaze on top there. And this is from a new record called A New Hope, which I think is worth looking into.
stay out super late tonight, picking apples, making pies, put a little something in our lemonade, and take it with us, put a life away in a fake empire. We're half awake in a fake empire. Tiptoe through our shiny city with our diamond slippers on. Do our gay ballet and dance. Bluebirds on our shoulders. We're half awake in a fake empire. We're half awake in a fake empire.
And that final track for this mix was called Saria, or Saria, probably much more beautifully pronounced in Icelandic, from Skúli Sverrisson. And like I said, he's from Iceland. This has been one of my favorite things, period, to put on anytime, anywhere. It's beautiful. And before that was a very, very new song from The National, which was just released last week, a track called Fake Empire off the forthcoming album Boxer. Lyrically, I think it's an effective examination of our times. And I think the vocalist is pretty powerful, if I do say so myself. Kind of a different style of vocals, a little deeper than you're used to with music like that. So, yeah, definitely something to look out for this year. Anyway, going over my notes and continuing on, I'd like to thank you for listening. And I can be contacted at the Hear Me Now Brother website. The Hear Me Now Brother website is hearmenowbrother.blogspot.com. It's a podcast that I do with my brother normally. These mixes are sort of my domain, though. You can email us with your comments. Excuse me, I got an itch. You can email us with your comments at hearmenowbrother@yahoo.com. Hope you liked everything. I put a lot of work into it. I'll see you later.